بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers, mothers, elders, youngsters, listening over the receiver, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for all our sins and shortcomings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength and direction in these times of difficulties, calamities, hardships. We have already received news of the lockdown, and I'm sure every person was expecting it. Now it is necessary for us to follow the regulations that will be explained to us as citizens. So whatever regulations are giving, we will have to abide by those laws. However, respected mothers and elders, and of course our brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single thing is in His control. And we've been mentioning this again and again, reiterating the fact that Allah is our creator, He is our Lord, He is our cherisher, He is our sustainer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got complete control of every single thing, every single creation, be it the angels in the sky, be it the animals in the jungle, be it human beings, the billions and billions of planets, the entire world, everything that is contained in this world, heaven, hell, every single particle, every single molecule, every single thing has been the creation of Allah. Allah is the master, the sole controller. All conditions that come from Him. He has knowledge of the unseen. He has complete wisdom. He is the most powerful. And therefore we submit to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down different conditions upon us. Sometimes it's conditions of happiness, prosperity. Sometimes there are conditions of adversity, difficulties. Sometimes a person has got good health, is enjoying good health. Sometimes a person undergo some sickness, some illness. Sometimes a person gains some wealth. Sometimes he loses some wealth. Sometimes a person gets honor. Sometimes he's disgraced. So a person does not have control over his sickness, over his health, over his wealth, over his life. Death and life is in his control. Nobody came into this world on the day that he wished to come into this world. Nobody can leave this world on the day and time that he wishes to leave. Everything has been predestined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, this condition, it is new to us, to many of us. What exactly will be all this? Allah knows best, and for how long? But remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hayy and qayyum. Allah is all living. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never experiences death. Allah never sleeps. He's never overtaken by slumber or sleep. Allah is all watching. Allah is all knowing. Allah is all loving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind. And therefore again, it is the same lesson that we have been emphasizing all the time, is that we need to turn more and more and more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. In these times of lockdown, a person will then appreciate the various bounties that he was enjoying in his life, for which he did not realize, he oversaw, he overlooked, he took things for granted. When we have load shedding, that's the only time we realize the importance and value of light and electricity. When there's no water, then for that few hours of that day, obviously we begin to complain that what is wrong, why there's no water. And the moment water comes, we become happy. So all these are bounties that we are enjoying, given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us these bounties, and sometimes he takes it away for some period of time so that we may show gratitude and realize that he is the benefactor, he is the one who is giving us those bounties, and we should be appreciating this all the time. What is our condition? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Verily man is very ungrateful to the various bounties that Allah has given him, the boons and favors Allah has bestowed upon him. He forgets and he keeps on complaining and complaining and complaining, and he does not show true gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now a person will become locked down into his own home, and he will realize the ni'mat of so many things that he took for granted. So respected brothers and elders and mothers and sisters in Islam, we find disaster, adversities take place in this world. Hazrat Mawlana Salim Dorad Sahab of the UK, in one talk of his which he gave in the year 2005, can you imagine, such a long time ago, in which the title of that talk was Life-Saving Actions. And he mentioned disaster and adversities take place in this world. Sometimes it is an earthquake, a flood, a tsunami, something other. On such occasions, a question comes up in the mind repeatedly. Is there any way to save oneself from calamities of this nature? An earthquake, a tsunami, can it be avoided? There are some major forces of Allah Ta'ala in this world. Water sometimes takes the form of a flood. The earth shakes and produces an earthquake. Lava pours forth from a volcanic mountain. Towns and villages are reduced to nothing. A wind turns into a whirlwind, which then wreaks havoc. So he mentioned there are various type of calamities that befall man. In our case now, this virus that has gripped the entire world, every country of the world. And then Hazrat Mawlana explains, which we had mentioned this quite a few times, and this makes us ponder. If you ponder and reflect, it gives you so much of strength. He says, we get reference to this from the story of how can man save himself from all these disasters which he finds himself incapable to combat. What do we do in these situations? He said the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when a person asked him that if the sky becomes a quiver, a bow, and all the calamities become arrows. A person has a bow and arrow, and as though the sky now is the bow, and it is as though all the calamities, whether it is illnesses, diseases, sicknesses, or earthquakes, or volcanoes, or hurricane, or a whirlwind, or floods, whatever it may be, these are the arrows, the calamities, and the bow is the sky. Can you imagine now all the calamities coming from the sky? Can any person save himself from this? They asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam this question. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam replied, there's only one way of saving yourself in such a situation. When there's a flood coming, and there's a volcano, or there's a hurricane, or there's a disease. He said, you must go and sit next to the one who is shooting the arrows. The one who is in control of the arrows. The one in whose control is the bow. The one is shooting down the arrows, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the wisdom that he is doing so. Go and sit next to him. Stand on his side. And that's the only way you can save yourself. In other words, all of us are told to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even though if a person is not in the house of Allah, he may be at home, but still he can still continue worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and creating that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making sincere tawbah and sincere istighfar. Sincere tawbah and sincere istighfar. وَكَمْ قَسَمْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ كَانَ ظَالِمَةٍ. Many a sinful inhabitancy have been crushed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions various places in the Quran that how many villages we destroyed. Sometimes the punishment reached them by night whilst they were sleeping, or sometimes at noon. And when the punishment reached them, they could only cry out and say, surely we were sinners. إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. So respected brothers, mothers, sisters and elders, it is a time again, as we have mentioned so often now, it is a time to reflect sincerely. It is not a time to fight and quarrel and argue. It is a time to now turn totally towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and really shed those tears of repentance. Really cry, go into sajda, into prostration. And cry and cry and cry, oh Allah, I have not appreciated the bounties you have bestowed upon me. Oh Allah, you gave me so much, I never thought about the poor neighbor who was suffering. I never thought of the indigenous people in my country. And these are things I'm saying from my side as an explanation. We have so many people in the locations. When did it occur to us? Yes, mashallah, there are many people, especially in the month of Ramadan and many other occasions, where they do go and give them some blanket and a hamper. But what about the vast majority of us whom Allah has given us food to eat and Allah has given us a shelter? Have you ever thought about saving some of those delicacies that we had, and instead of us enjoying it, did we ever keep that aside for the poor and the needy? Or did we increase the expenditure in our weddings? How we have seen that instead of decreasing our expenses, we have increased it. And we have bags of food. And so much of food goes to waste. There is no pain that we feel, no remorse, no regret. And then we ask ourselves, why? Why is all this happening? My respected brothers, mothers and sisters and elders, there are so many people in our country, not far away from our homes, who don't even have nice water to drink. They don't have nice, they don't have decent clothing. They don't have sufficient food to eat. We fill our bellies. We are quite content and we are quite happy. Our children have the best to eat. We can even take them out and spend so much of money in food, restaurants. I'm not saying a person cannot enjoy himself, but have you ever pondered over the vast of the so many people in this country, the indigenous community who do not even have these things? Our children have so many pairs of shoes. Did we ever think and ponder that one pair of shoes, let me give it to some person who does not have any shoes to wear? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this opportunity now to reflect seriously. Every single person in this country should now reflect that let me see how I should be more grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how I should appreciate His boons and favors, and that I should be caring and considering to many others in this country who do not have food to eat, who do not have any clothing. They do not have proper sanitation, they have no education. It is our duty to teach them, to guide them. Have we spoken to them about the greatness of Allah? Have we invited them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or have we been concerned about our own ibadah and our own prayers? So respected brothers and elders and mothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء. Follow only that which has been revealed to you from your sustainer. Do not follow any associates other than him. Accept with your heart and soul the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Practice upon it. And this is a vital thing in our life, that we, all of us, if a farmer plants wheat seeds, he will reap wheat. If he plants rice seeds, his farm will produce rice. If he plants seeds, wheat seeds, and he complains by saying, why is that my farm is producing wheat and not rice like the other farms, it'll be said to him, the fault lies with you. If you too planted rice seeds, you would have got rice crop. In the same way, whatever deeds we are sowing, the result of that, the consequence of that, the punishment of that will descend upon us. And then we complain and we say that, Ma'ad Allah, why is Allah unfair to us? Allah is never unfair. Allah is full of justice. So during these times of difficulties, firstly turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As that Murana had mentioned in this discourse, I'm just going to give you the main points, that repent from all sins, live a righteous life, a life of piety, embrace the deen of Allah ta'ala in its entirety, live according to it. Don't just select a few things. Live according to it. Seek forgiveness. Make sincere istighfar. And we mentioned, مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ Whoever holds onto istighfar, where he seeks pardon for his sins, and he turns to Allah, and Allah, O Allah, forgive me, O Allah, forgive me. He makes istighfar, نَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ We seek the pardon of Allah. We seek the pardon of Allah. When we do this, مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ضِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا Allah Ta'ala makes an opening for him from all difficulties. وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍّ فَرَجًا And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the sorrow. And Allah replaces the sorrow with happiness for him. And Allah even provides for him from unseen sources. وَرَزَقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ So respected elders, what is our important duty now? Firstly, tawbah and istighfar. Hold on to istighfar. Sincerely make istighfar. And thirdly, make sincere dua. The third element for salvation, Rasulullah SAW has mentioned, لا يرد القضاء إلا الدعاء. Nothing diverts divine decree except dua. Divine will has decreed that a calamity will befall a certain place and a certain person. However, through the blessing of dua, Allah Ta'ala removes the calamity. Dua is a powerful weapon through which the most serious problems can be solved. When a person makes dua, he's actually presenting his application in Allah's court. There is nothing difficult for Allah Ta'ala to fulfill. Remember, Allah's treasures are full. Nothing diminishes the treasures of Allah. Allah's treasures never become decreased or exhausted. Allah's treasures are always full. And Allah gives, and Allah gives, and He gives, and He gives, and He gives, and nothing decreases from His treasure. الدُّعَاء يَنْفَعُ مِمَّا نَزَلَ وَمِمَّا لَمْ يَنْزِلْ Dua is beneficial for the calamity which has already descended, and also against the one which has not yet descended. فَعَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ بِالدُّعَاء O servants of Allah, make it a point of engaging in dua. So we hold on to, very firmly onto dua, because through the virtue of dua, calamities are averted, and those which have already descended are removed. Therefore, respected brothers, mothers, sisters, elders, our young children also, cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala must remove this sickness and this bala that has come upon the entire world, and Allah must replace it with afiyat and good health and prosperity. Then, very important as a believer, is we should give charity. And this is a very important thing, because there are so many hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prophetic sayings, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, that when a person gives sadaqah, he gives charity, then the calamity will be warded off. بَادِرُوا بِالصَّدَقَةِ فَإِنَّ الْبَلَاءَ لَا يَتَخَطَّاهَا Hasten in giving charity, because a calamity cannot surpass it. دَاوُوا مَرْضَاكُمْ بِالصَّدَقَةِ Treat your people through charity. In other words, if a person gives charity, then the sickness will disappear. Then the bala, the calamity will disappear. We have to believe in this. As believers, we have firm faith in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So habituate yourselves to charity. It has many advantages. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, which we mentioned previously also, and as Maulana mentioned in this talk, he says when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the mountains, huge, mighty mountains, The angels expressed their astonishment at the size, the weight and strength. They said to Allah, "O Allah, is there anything more powerful than these mountains in your creation?" Allah replied, "Yes, indeed." What is it? Steel, iron. So Allah subhanahu, the angels then asked, "O Allah, is there anything more powerful than iron and steel?" Allah ta'ala replied, "Yes, it is fire, because fire melts steel." The angel asked, "O Allah, is there anything more powerful than fire?" Allah replied, "Yes, it is water. You know, water extinguishes fire." The angel asked, "O Allah, is there anything more powerful than water in your creation?" Allah ta'ala replied, "Yes, it is wind. Because when wind takes water under its control, it cannot flow on its own course. So it becomes subservient to the wind." The angels asked, "O Allah, is there anything more powerful than wind from your creation?" Allah says, "Yes, it is man's charity, which he gives with his right hand without his left hand coming to know about it." And this is what we are encouraging Islam, to help the needy and the poor. And it has very many advantages. So again, we are told, especially in these trying times and difficult times, not to forget the needy and the poor. Perhaps we have stockpiled our fridges and freezers and our cupboards. Let us, we have a time, we have some time. We still have tomorrow, inshallah. That tomorrow and the next day, I think 2 days we still have, inshallah. To quickly go out, purchase some items, essential items, for those who are weak and needy. And just, by the way, I'm mentioning this, that the squatter camps we have not far from our masjid here. And we've already made taken a decision 2 days ago, that we are going to assist them, inshallah, because where do these people go and get the essential things to for survival, and they require some food. So inshallah, we are going to embark on this, and we are going to ask assistance from the council to how to pass on this food or whatever items we have collected for them, inshallah. Like this, every person can do something, especially in these 2 days that we have, to try and assist any person who will not be able. There may be some elderly person, some sick person, some person who has got no transport, some person who has got no sufficient money and funds. So at least assist them. This is the teaching of Islam. My respected brothers and elders and mothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger cools down when we give charity. Allah repulses the bad death. Allah protects us from the azab of the qabr. Allah gives us success on the day of resurrection. Allah will make our scale of deeds be heavy on the day, the scales of good deeds. Allah will protect us from the fire of Jahannam. Allah will give us entry into paradise. There is only great blessings in charity. It brings blessings in one's life and protects against pride. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned to Bilal radiallahu ta'ala that anfiq ya Bilal, spend of the needy, the poor. Wala takhsha min dhil arsh iqlala, do not fear poverty from the master of the throne. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you give some poor person, you give some charity, Allah will replace you with good. Allah will give you back something in this world. You took out some food, Allah will give you back. Two angels come down every morning. When they descend, one of them says, "Oh Allah, recompense the one who spends, the one who took out. Allahumma aati munfiqan khalafa." The one who gave some charity, oh Allah, you recompense him. You give him something in lieu of what he did. And the other angel, he says, "Oh Allah, the one who has hoarded his wealth, oh Allah, you make him suffer loss. You destroy his wealth." So respected brothers and elders and mothers and sisters in Islam, we have mentioned these few important points. This is just the gist of the talk that Hazrat Maulana Salim Durrat Sahab, Damat Barakatuh, may Allah give him jazai khair, may Allah give him afiyat, salamati, hifazat, may Allah protect him and accept the noble works that he has done, and all the other ulama, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of his entry into paradise. So he had mentioned this talk 2005. And again, we are mentioning the same advices today, that let us become, don't become, there should be any panic. Again, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beg of Allah ta'ala's mercy, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in these times, one should refrain from total disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, total sin. Hazrat Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu ta'ala an, he asked, he said, "Mal halaka?" What is destruction? And he mentioned to the people, he said, إِنَّ الْحَلَكَةَ كُلَّ الْحَلَكَةَ complete devastation, destruction is أَن تَعْمَلَ بِالسَّيِّئَاتِ فِي زَمَنِ الْبَلَىٰ. At the time of calamity, a person still engages in sins. In other words, a person should have taken an ibrat, a lesson, when he is faced with some type of difficulty, some type of punishment, or some type of adversity and calamity. He's suffering some sickness or some loss. Whatever the calamity is, at that time, he should be turning to Allah Rabbul Izzat and crying to Allah. At that time, he should be pleasing Allah with good deeds. If a person is so brazen, and a person, even whilst he is suffering, instead of pleading and begging for Allah's mercy and gaining His pleasure, if the person disobeys Allah by sins, then he is only destroying himself. So respected elders, especially in these times, do not discard your salah. Do not discard your tilawat of the Quran. Do not discard the tasbihat that we are reading. 33 times subhanallah, 33 times alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar after every salat and before retiring to bed, the masnoon du'as, especially the three quls. In other words, three times surah ikhlas, qul huwa Allahu ahad, three times qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, three times qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. There are thousands of wazifas, thousands of du'as a person can read. And we have seen in the last few weeks in the social media, almost every day somebody is giving this dua and prescribing that dua and that dua and this dua. Simple, my humble suggestion to you. What happens when we are flooded with so many wazifas and duas? Let us be honest to ourselves. We hardly even need one of them. We see so many wazifas. Read the three kuls because Rasulullah SAW mentioned, takfika min kulli shay. Amin sharri kulli shay. It will suffice you from everything, from the evil of everything. It will suffice you from any other wazifa even, as mentioned by Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi. Read at least minimum, of course, whatever wazifas you got, masnoon du'as, read it. But minimum at least, three kuls in the morning, three kuls in the evening, ayatul kursi, surah yaseen, istighfar, and durood sharif in abundance. Read durood sharif in abundance. Believe me, wallahi, thumma wallahi, it has ajeeb, strength and power and blessings and such things you will see from, that you, it'll be mind-boggling what durood sharif has. So recite durood sharif, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sallallahu alayhi nabiyil ummi. Read the 40 durood at home, whatever durood sharif you know. But respected mothers and elders especially, Allah Ta'ala has given you more tawfiq. And of course our menfolk also. So recite durood sharif. Recite durood sharif. Recite durood sharif. And so these are the basic. Of course then ayat kareema, la ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin, and hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Otherwise there are many other du'as also. Do not abandon your salah. Continue tilawat of the Quran, dhikrullah, say Allah, Allah, Allah. Make the children also make the dhikr of Allah. Have dua at home, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, this is my gunas, it is my sin that has brought this, ya Allah. Ya Maliki Kareem, your wisdom, your hikmat, why you have sent this virus and this illness? Oh Allah, you alone know best. Ya Allah, we are not complaining against you. Oh Allah, we are only begging for your mercy. Ya Allah, we are only begging you to remove this from the entire makhluk and the entire creation. Ya Allah, from the entire globe. Oh my Allah, make us stronger believers. It must not be that after this virus or this illness has been completed or taken away and we are relieved from it and there's cure and good health, then we go back to evil habits. A person goes back to his alcohol. A person goes back to his taking drugs. A person goes back to his gambling. He goes back to womanizing. He goes back to adultery and fornication. He goes back to cheating and all evil practices. Allah has given us iman. I mentioned a whole talk on the value of iman. Listen to all those talks. Please, I'm begging all of you, do not confuse yourself. Do not confuse others. There is no need for confusion. Our deen is so simple. Do not get into arguments. Do not fight with one another. Because we have fought amongst ourselves, then this is our condition. Because we did not fill our masajid in normal circumstances and normal days, Allah has brought this condition upon us. Because we did not appreciate the ni'mat of Baytullah, Makkah and Madina Munawwara, Allah has brought this upon us. Because we did not appreciate the food and morsel of food that we were eating, Allah has brought this condition upon us. Because we did not appreciate the good health that we enjoyed, Allah is now showing us how important good health is. Whatever the wisdom and hikmat of Allah is, we can never question, we cannot understand. We have to accept wholeheartedly whatever condition has come upon us. However, do not lose hope in Allah. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. And this morning, we just started the 51st chapter in Riyadhus Salihin. Every morning after Fajr, we have 5-6 minutes. And today, we discuss the very first few verses, the verses that we mentioned in the chapter. And we mentioned the very first hadith. And inshallah, tomorrow Allah give us tawfiq, we'll continue this to give us hope in the mercy of Allah. When Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform the people. That Allah is saying, oh my beloved servants who have wronged themselves, they have transgressed themselves, they have broken my laws, they did not abide by my laws, they have become disobedient, still do not lose hope in my mercy. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah, do not despair. Because Allah is most forgiving. Allah is most merciful. And this is the time we will see Allah's unseen divine help and mercy. Provided we turn to him. I mentioned to you the other night, when the people of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam were disobeyed and rejected Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam's da'wah and invitation towards Allah, the moment they saw the clouds hovering above them and they realized that now they're going to be punished, they brought iman in Allah, then they made sincere, they repented to Allah. Allah removed that difficulty and that punishment, and Allah saved them. So like that, everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore again, as believers, we turn to Allah, sincere tawbah, sincere istighfar, dua, help and give charity, and worry and be show some concern toward the best of our ability. And of course, do not do anything that will cause difficulty upon ourselves. We have to abide by the laws of the country. And now is the time to forgive one another. Our hearts must become clean, our hearts must become pure. May Allah forgive me, may Allah forgive all of us. If we have wronged any person, we ask the person for forgiveness. It is not a time to have a filthy heart. It's not a time of having anger and jealousy and hatred and showing malice and enmity. It is a time we have to purify our hearts. It is a time when we have to be sensible. It is a time when we have to have hikmat and understanding. It is a time when we should show unity. Our hearts should be united. What is the purpose of standing together in the stuff we mentioned? To create unity. And this is the true believer. This is the time when our true qualities, our good akhlaq should now come out. Otherwise, to give a beautiful talk and to write a beautiful book, and we can talk all about the good aspects of Sunnah and the beautiful aspects of Islam and Sharia. But if we are void of these things and we don't have this in our lives, then it is of no benefit. We have to be practical Muslims and practical believers, and we have to show the entire world that indeed there is no doubt whatsoever that all the problems that we have in this world, the solution is there in the Quran, in the book of Allah. The solution is there in the deen of Allah. The solution is there in the practice, in the way of life of the final messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who taught us how clean and pure this deen is. And I mentioned the other day, so many times the other ulama have mentioned that Islam teaches us purity of our bodies. We wash ourselves 5 times minimum every day. We wash our hands, we wash our faces, we are sanitizing all the time. And Islam shows us simplicity. Islam advocates love and for humanity. Islam teaches not only to be kind to human beings, but even to animals, to dogs and cats and to insects. We are told not even to harm ants. We are told not even to harm birds. We have to be kind to people, to humanity, and to creatures as well. Islam teaches us love. It is a time to show the rest of the world why our women folk cover their faces. And the beauty of Islam, how why we sit together and we eat with our fingers. The beauty of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and why we call adhan. And we are calling towards Allah. So my respected brothers and elders, whatever means that we have, again, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Invite the rest of mankind towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the risalat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, towards taharat, purification of the external and the internal. Let our hearts be sound and pure and clean, and let us appreciate all the bounties of Allah. And even when Allah gives us happiness and prosperity, let us not turn our backs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us prepare for that which is inevitable, and that is mort and death. When it will come, Allah knows best. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is faced with. We do not know what is going to happen now. That is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, in whatever way possible, you will be alerted, informed, you will be educated as to what now the procedure will be. For me, it's the first time I am experiencing this, and most of us, so we do not know what the details means now of a lockdown and what is going to really be the procedure. And we'll have to see and wait for whatever regulations are given. My humble appeal is now to obey the regulations. Inshallah, there will be khair for us. So before the month of Ramadan comes, then we are ready to be back again. And inshallah, our masjid will be abad. Our masjid will be abad, inshallah. Inshallah, before all that can happen, Shaban is already almost here by us. So it does not mean now, because we will be so-called deprived from the normal practice of what we were doing every day. It does not mean that we turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a means of becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My humble appeal is to all our people not to fight and argue, because وَإِذَا تَسَابَتْ أُمَّتِي سَقَطَتْ مِنْ عَيْنِ اللَّهِ. When we will fight and quarrel and quarrel and quarrel, then Allah ta'ala will drop us from His nigah. It seems sometimes now we feel that Allah has turned away His merciful glance from us. And now when we are crying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Allah is too kind, Allah is too loving. He will turn to us. When we do not know. Our job is like that baby that is crying and begging the mother for forgiveness. We have to beg and beg and beg. Allah is not bound by any time. Allah is not bound by any period. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wishes to turn, to overturn the condition, He can do it right at this very moment. And if Allah wants us to go through some difficulty, out of His wisdom, then we will go through some difficulty. But inshallah, we have hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If every single one of you is listening to this program, whenever the program is even passed on to others, my humble appeal, and from the bottom of my heart, let us forgive one another, let us forgive every person, and let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hold on to iman, hold on to the yaqeen we have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not let this become weak. Our iman should be strengthened, and make sincere tawbah, istighfar, rujuh ila Allah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka ash-shukru kulluh. لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم أي مالك كريم أي مالك كريم يا الله يا مساجد have become ويران today my Allah أي مالك كريم كيا هوغا. We did not know, my Allah, what is going to happen, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is because of my doings, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is my sins, my Allah. Eh Malik, it is our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we took things for granted, my Allah. Ya Allah, even though you gave us so many warning signs, my Allah. Eh Malik, we still did not take heed, my Allah. Eh Malik, you are so tolerant and so kind. Ya Allah, you are Halim and Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, your mercy is so vast, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have written on your arsh, inna rahmati sabqat ghadabi. Ya Allah, you have mentioned in the Quran, inna rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. Ya Allah, we are sinners turning to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are sinners, my Allah. Ya Allah, when you asked us to fill your masjid, my Allah, your masajid, my Allah. Ya Allah, we did not listen to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we turned away from your masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, now when you have closed the doors upon us, my Allah. Eh Malik-e-Kareem, now we are crying, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, you give us so much of food and so much delicacies and so much of wealth, my Allah. Ya Allah, we hoarded that wealth, my Allah. Ya Allah, we were greedy people, my Allah. Ya Allah, we never showed qanaat and contentment, my Allah. Ya Allah, we just wanted to amass wealth for ourselves, my Allah. Not realizing that one day when moth will come and death will overtake us, we will take nothing with us in the qabr. We'll take nothing with us in the grave. Oh Allah, we have realized how short this world is, my Allah. We have realized that our ultimate abode is the hereafter. We have realized this journey in this world is short, my Allah. And now, one day will come when we will have to leave this world and we have to return to you. Oh my Allah, forgive us sincerely, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. We are making sincere forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, you pardon our sins, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, grant us afiyat, my Allah. Grant us safety, my Allah, from every single type of calamity. Ya Allah, calamity from the heavens, my Allah. Ya Allah, whether it be in the form of a hurricane or a storm, my Allah, whether it's a flood, my Allah, whether it's a volcano or an earthquake, my Allah, whether it is some virus or sickness, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, my Allah, protect us from these viruses and sicknesses, my Allah. Ey my Allah, give us good health, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us good health, my Allah. Grant us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukur, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ey Malik Kareem, my Allah. Whatever good that you bring to us, my Allah, nobody can stop it from coming down to us, my Allah. But my Allah, if you hold back, my Allah, good to come to us, my Allah, nobody can force it down, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, my Allah, you are totally independent, my Allah. You don't even require, my Allah, our worshipping you, my Allah. Ey Allah, if your masajid are closed, my Allah, it makes no difference to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing will change your greatness, your loftiness, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the hadith of Qudsi, we have read and we have taught, my Allah, and we have understood and we have studied, my Allah. In the hadith of Qudsi, where Rasulullah says, oh my Allah, says in the lengthy hadith, إِنَّكُ يَا عِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ لَن تَبْلُغُوا ضُرِّي فَتَضُرُّونِي. O mankind, all of you can never, you will never be able to harm me. You will never attain a level of harming me. Ya Allah, nobody can harm you, my Allah. And nobody can benefit you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are totally independent, my Allah. Whether any person makes sajda to you or not, it is immaterial to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, in that is not going to increase you in any way, my Allah. You're not going to lose in any way, my Allah. You are samad, my Allah. You are baniyaz, my Allah. Ya Allah, besides us, my Allah, you have billions of other creation hymning your praises and your glory. You don't even need them even to, my Allah. My Allah, but we have got no other person to turn to besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, whether we are scholars and ulama, whether we are doctors, whether we are professors, whether we are teachers, whether we are women or men, my Allah, whether we are elderly or children, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, my Allah, whether we are poor, whether we are rich, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything belongs to you, my Allah. We are totally dependent upon you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need you, my Allah. Make good come to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make good come to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make good come to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from every type of evil, my Allah. From every type of disaster and calamity, my Allah. Ya Allah, let there be no harm on our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, let there be no harm in our faith and our belief in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, let there be no harm on our iman in deen and sharia, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, my Allah. Let there be no nuksan upon our deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, deen ki hifazat farma. Masajid, madaris, makatib, marakis ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, sab ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of bala, afat, musibat, dillat, hawan, shurur, fitan, mihan, takalif, pareshaniya. Ya qadi al hajat. Ya dafi' al baliyat. Ya hal al mushkilat. اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخر رحيمهما رحمن الدنيا والآخر رحيمهما رحمن الدنيا والآخر رحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا حي يا قيوم Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith, bi rahmatika nastaghith, aslih lana sya'nana kulla, wa la takilna ila anfusina, wa la ila ahadin min khalqika tarfat 'ayn. Ey Malik Kareem, Allahumma akrimna wa la tuhinna. Honor us, my Allah. Do not give us zillat and disgrace, my Allah. Akrimna wa la tuhinna. Zidna wa la tanqusna. Increase us, my Allah. Don't make us suffer any loss, my Allah. A'tina wa la tahrimna. Bestow upon us, my Allah. Do not deprive us. Ya Allah, Allahumma a'inna wa la tu'in alayna. Allahumma ansurna wa la tansur alayna. Allahumma amkur lana wa la tamkur alayna. Allahumma ardina wa ardu'anna. Ya Allah, become happy with us, my Allah. We are making sincere tawbah, istighfar. Ya Allah, oh mothers, oh brothers, masoom children listening at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, different parts of the world, they are listening, my Allah. Ey Malik-e Kareem, Ya Allah, sabse gunahgar main hi hu, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Allah, tu razi ban ja. Razi ban ja. Make us be united, my Allah. Unite the hearts of the ulama. Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Sami' al-Basir, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you by your Ismi A'azam, your Asma'ul Husna, your Sifat Al-Ula. Ya Allah, did you remove this bala from the entire ummah, my Allah? Ya Allah, we cannot take pain and suffering, my Allah. Especially Ummah Sajid, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ummah Sajid, my Allah. Allahumma aftah lana abwaab rahmatik. Allahumma aftah lana abwaab rahmatik. Allahumma aftah lana abwaab rahmatik. Ya Allah. Allahumma salli, Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban. Barik lana fi Sha'ban. Ya Allah, we used to make that dua before all these years. May Allah, we didn't realize the meaning of barik lana fi Sha'ban. وبلغنا رمضان. اللهم سلمنا سلمنا رمضان. اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلمنا رمضان لنا. يا وسلم رمضان لنا وتق. يا الله make us reach رمضان وضعف with ease, my Allah. يا الله make our روزة be easy for us. تلاوة القرآن تراوي أو صلاة أو زكاة أو صدقة أو عمرة. Ya Allah, the months of Hajj will come, my Allah. Hajjaj, my Allah. So many are looking so happy, they were excited, my Allah. Don't close the doors upon them, my Allah. Open your doors before that, my Allah. Ey Malik, hum kya mangi tujhse, my Allah. You know the conditions this ummah is going through, my Allah. Ya Allah, the signs of Qiyamah are right in front of us, my Allah. Still we turning away, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat and guidance, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, my Allah. Don't make us, Ya Allah, make na qadardani of all the ni'mats that you have given us, my Allah. Eh Malik Kareem, all those requested duas, answered duas, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabul farma, Ya Allah, our students at madrasa and all other madaris, my Allah. So many of them, my Allah. And completed the siha sitta, my Allah. Ya Allah, the Khatmi Bukhari, accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. And those that not have the Khatmi Bukhari as yet, my Allah. Allah, tu azbaab peda farma. Tu sabil peda farma. Tu unko kabool farma. Ya Allah, tu unko kabool farma. Ya Allah, tamam ummat, Ya Allah, every person who's doing any good of work, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept his good work, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the non-Muslims see the truth of Islam, Ya Allah. Make us Muslims become good people, my Allah. Make us have good akhlaq, my Allah. Make us show them, Ya Allah, that Islam has the solution to every single problem, my Allah. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, give us more to the iman, more to the Madina. Ya Allah.
Ya Allah, Makkah and Madina, Ya Allah, tu kifazat farma. Open the doors again for salat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, Baril Jannatul Baqi, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Park, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Give us the holy kuth of water from His Mubarak hands. Ya Allah. Give us the holy kuth of water from His Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, how we are pining to see all the beasts of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on the day of Qiyamah. To be in His company. Allah, don't deprive us of standing before His Rosa Mubarak. Allah. Day of Qiyamah, don't make Nabi Kareem chase us away, my Allah. Sahaba Ikram, they'll be by Rasulullah. Ya Allah, we love our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Forgive us for our shortcomings. Make His way of life come into us now, my Allah. Make His sunnah come into our lives, into our lives, my Allah. Make our woman folk, our children, our elderly, our ulama, our students, make us, my Allah, musallis. Bring the sunnah of Nabi Kareem into our life. Ya Allah, we don't know what's going to happen next, my Allah. Which sign of Qiyamah will come, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to prepare for more, prepare for Qiyamah, my Allah. Prepare for the life after death, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from every type of azab, from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal. Protect us from the fitna of Dajjal, protect us, protect our family members, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah. Protect us from Dajjal, protect us from the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be in the Jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi, radiallahu ta'ala. Make us be in the Jamaat of Hazrat Isa, alayhi salatu wa salam, my Allah. Allah, accept our du'a. Accept our du'a. Ajim da'watana, taqabbal tawbatana. Allahumma taqabbal tawbatana. Ajim da'watana, waghzil hubatana, waslul sakhimata sudurina. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas with maqbooliyat, my Allah, grant us ikhlas, don't make us do things to, for show, my Allah, our bayans also, my Allah, let it not be, Ya Allah, so that people, it goes viral and we get the praises of people, my Allah. Ya Allah, our salat, let it not be for show, our sadaqah, Ya Allah, our charity, whatever good we do, let it not be just for, of ostentation and riyah, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from nafs and shaitan. Protect us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the ummah of the Nabiyyi Kareem. Protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, fitna of the fitin, hasad of the hasidin, zulam of the zalimin. Help us to prepare for the life after death, my Allah. Help us to cross Muzirat with the speed of lightning, my Allah. Let our amal be great, my Allah. Let our good deeds outweigh our bad deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us be under your shade on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Give us a book of deeds in our right hand, my Allah. Not in our left hand, my Allah. Don't take us even near Jahannam, my Allah. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al-maut. Ya Allah, jo bhi bimar hai unko shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, whoever is sick, Ya Allah, whatever sickness is caught by Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and healing, give them complete cure and shifa. All those who have left this world, oh marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, give them jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, the teaching, the legacy of our pious predecessors, Ya Allah, they left behind. Especially in this masjid, Ya Allah. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahab, Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Ya Allah. He taught us such good akhlaq and character, my Allah. He showed us good things. And how we should behave, especially in these times, in our conduct. Ya Allah, he was so considerate of every person, even the non-Muslims, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us good akhlaq, Ya Allah. Help us to follow this legacy, Ya Allah. Make this masjid abad, my Allah. Make this masjid especially abad. All our masajid, my Allah. Ya Allah, all our murhameen, all parents, if any person passed away, Ya Allah. He did the highest of stages in the akhirat, make the maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our children, make them the coolness of our eyes, make them excellent al-hufaz, ulama, sulaha, asli abram, muqarrabin, makbulin. Rabbana ablana min azwajina wa dhuriyatina qurrata'in wa ja'alna lil-muttaqin imama. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.